Well, hello, Fullest Life family, and welcome to the Fullest Life podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker. And yes, it is me, you all. This is my first podcast of the year of 2023. Can you believe it? Yes, yes, yes. I put out a little message out there on Instagram, Facebook, on my YouTube channel and everything saying that I was taking the month of January off. And so I took the month of January off and now I'm back, but we're going to talk more about that later. But before I get going too far, I want to welcome those of you who are new to the Fullest Life podcast. What is the Fullest Life podcast? It is a podcast dedicated to women. It is dedicated to us living our fullest lives. Now, let me tell you what that doesn't mean. Doesn't mean that we don't have trials. Doesn't mean that we don't have situations and circumstances and things going on in life, but it means that we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. We're making a decision within ourselves that we're going to press to live our fullest life. And it's based on the scripture in Psalm 16 and 11. And in that scripture, the Lord says that he will show us the path of life, and in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So if he wants me to have a full life and full of pleasures and joy, guess what? That's exactly what I want to have also. So welcome to those of you who are joining us for the very first time. Fullest Life Podcast, we started in 2020, May of 2020. Lord said, hey, start a podcast, and here I am, and here I have been, here I plan to be until he says done, right? And for those of you who have been journeying with me on this journey the entire time, thank you. I want to say thank you. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you again. Every time I get a message from you all, it blesses my heart. It is encourages me, it lifts me up, it empowers me to keep on going. So thank you. Thank you very much. But we're going to jump on in here for 2023. And so I took the month of January off. Two reasons that I took the month of January off. I did last January, I took a couple of weeks off because I think at the beginning of each year, it is necessary. It is necessary for me to get, you know, spend some time, quiet time with the Lord, just really getting a view of what he wants me to do with my life. Now, I tell you all the time that this is not church. This podcast is not church, but it is spirit-led. It is by the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. That's who I serve. And so, you know, that if you're not, doesn't mean you can't listen to the podcast because there's always something you can learn, right? But it is for women. And so because of that, I had to take a time to get with the Lord and get filled so I can have something to give. And so I had someone ask me, said, aren't you concerned about losing your following? And I was like, no, I'm not, because I'm not here for following. I'm here because I want to be a blessing to the people, whoever tune in, whether you tune in for a month, a week, the last, you know, 2-3 years, whatever time that you're tuning in, I want it to be a blessing to you. So I'm not concerned about numbers. I'm more concerned about, you know, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing to reach the women I'm supposed to be reaching, to encourage women? That's really my goal. And so, yeah, I took the time off. Second reason I took time off, my life has been, over the last month and a half, well, really over the last 3 years, crazy, right? I always tell y'all, I'm going through trials, situations, problems, and circumstances. I just can't share them all till the Lord says I can share them all. But the last trial and the situation and circumstances, whew, y'all, try to take a sister out, you know? But here I am, I'm still standing, and I had to stand strong. I had to be built up. I had to be strengthened so that I could continue to live my fullest life so I can tell you about living your fullest life. And I mean, literally, my whole goal is for my life to be an example on this podcast of what you can go through and still grow through and still live your fullest life, whatever that may look like in that particular moment. So that's what I've been doing for January. And so we'll get into all of the particulars later on during the year, like, I don't know when it's going to be, but just stick around and you'll hear. So I'm back and I'm very excited. So one of the things that I found myself, I was out one day and I just stopped by to see a friend at her job, right? And having this conversation, and out of nowhere, we were talking about people's purpose in life and things of that sort. And I said, my goal and my purpose and my goal in life is to touch so many lives through kindness, compassion, love, that when I stand before the Lord at my death, and I stand before, that He will take a scroll out and snap it, and it roll, and it just keeps rolling nonstop of all of the lives and all of the names of the people that I have touched in a positive way, who I've made feel better about themselves, who I've shown kindness and compassion, who I've uplifted. And anyway, that's my goal in life. That is what my goal in life is, to touch and to love many people as I can, so that when I stand before Him, that list just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And when I said it to her, it was like this light bulb went off in my head, and this in my spirit. It was like, yes, that is my purpose in life. Literally, legit, that's my purpose. So I don't care what I'm doing, whether I'm doing a podcast or whether I'm traveling, speaking with Rachel's Challenge, or whether I'm traveling and speaking, doing something on my own, whatever it is that I'm doing, I don't care if it's, I'm at the grocery store shopping. I want my life to be a life that touches people who may need a touch at that moment. A life that encourages, a life that builds up, a life that instills hope in someone else. And that's exactly who I intend to be. And so when I realized that, I was like, man, Lord, what about my people on the podcast? What's your life's goal? And I'm not saying your life goal should be my goal, but you should know what your end result looks like, right? What do you want your end to be like? For those of you all who are Christians, you know, one day you're going to stand before the Lord and you're going to give an account for how you live. He's going to say, hey, what did you do with the life I gave you? Crickets, right? Crickets. What are we going to say? And then for those of you who aren't, I don't know what you believe. I don't know how you feel, but it's something and somewhere on the inside of you should say, what does my life stand for? And so my hope and my desire this year is to kind of think about, you know, look at different things in our lives and why we do what we do, our intentionality. So, you know, people tend to have words of the year. And most times I don't think of a word of the year. I have here and there. But this year, my word is intentionality. I want to be intentional about the things that I do in life, about the lives that I touch, about how I touch somebody's life. No person is a blurb nor a moment. If I see someone and it's for 5 seconds, you know, in a grocery store, I want that 5 seconds with that person. When they walk away, it's like, wow, she was nice. Thank you for that. Or, wow, she made me feel better. Or, wow, that was a great experience. I don't care what I'm doing. That is my intention for my life. And so I'm not going to say just for the year. I'm going to say for my life. That is my intention. So my challenge to us at the beginning of this year, you know, find your intention. What is your intention? What is it that you want to be remembered about you? What do you want your legacy to be about life? I hope that when I leave this earth, that anybody that knows me from this point forward, and even some going back, can say, man, she was a kind person. Yeah, she made me feel better. Yes, she uplifted me. If, I mean, that's what I want my, that's what it, I really intend and my focus in life is going to be. And so as we're getting started with this new year, this new season of the Fullest Life Podcast, I hope that I do that. I hope that I inspire you. I hope that I show you kindness and compassion. I hope that you're uplifted. I hope that you're built up and made stronger in your situation and your circumstance so that you can have a better life, so that you will enjoy life, so that you can in turn touch somebody else's life and lift them up. Because I believe that we are like seeds, you know? And so, you know, those plants when we're that in the field, and you used to play with them as a kid, you know, the long one with the white, looked like the little puff, right? I can't even think the name of them now, but we blew on them, right? And all of the little plants or all of its branches or little stems will go flying off through the air, right? Going flying off through the air, and they land somewhere and reproduce after themselves. I hope that is what I am, and I hope that's what you'll be for going forward in life. That I can be, I blow on you all, and you all blow on somebody else, and we're just blowing, and before you know it, we're like in a field with all of this wonderful joy and happiness and kindness and compassion just breezing all over the place and just really touching and making life better for people around us. That's my hope for 2023 and for the rest of my life. And so with the start of this new podcast season and everything, that's what I'm going to do. I am. We're going to laugh like we have in the past. We're going to enjoy ourselves. And there may be some serious moments, and there are going to be all kinds of moments. But in that moment, everything should end with you knowing, one, that I love you. That doesn't change. And literally, while I've been gone, I've been praying. I've been praying for those who listen to the podcast. And I mean, I don't know everybody, because as I think I talked about it on the last podcast I did in 2022, or I posted it also, the demographics about the people who listen to the podcast. They're, the one next to the U.S., most of the listeners were in Italy. I know no one in Italy, you guys, but there's some people in Italy that know me, right? And so because of that, wherever we are, I want us to, that I pray for everyone that listens. I pray that your life is enriched. I pray that no matter what you're going through, that you keep your hope, that you don't give up in the middle of the fight, because I can sit here from personal experience and tell you, if you hold on, if you hold on in the fight, don't give up. You win. You win. Yeah. Now, you're going to want to give up. Personal experience. You're going to want to give up. But you can't give up in the middle of the fight. You didn't run around that ring and do all that sparring and sweating and stuff for just to get in the fight and run and hide, right? No. We're going to win this fight. We're going to win this thing called life and have a wonderful time doing it. And we're going to spread it on to some other people. So that is my hope. And that is what I want to say to you all as I kick off this new season. It's going to be great. There is great things to come, you all. Great things to come. And I love hearing about you all, what's going on with you and the great things that have come to you in your life. And I just want to tell y'all, I had the biggest blessing. It was one day, couple of weeks ago, I was having a really hard day, a really hard week, okay? To the point that I wanted to give up. I don't know what I'm giving up. When I say that, you know, it's like, I want to give up. I'm like, give up, what does that mean? Not, you know, like to the essence of taking my life or anything, but I was just tired. I was beat. I was worn. The pressure was too much. It was building. It was thing on top of thing on top of thing on top of thing. And I just felt like, God, why? What is going on? And on that day, I was at one of my like lowest moments. And someone sent me a text message, one of our Fullest Life podcast listeners, and she's listening. And she sent me a text message and said, I just wanted to tell you what a blessing your podcast is and how it's strengthening me while I'm at work. She said she turned on all the way from all the podcasts from the beginning. And for 9 hours, she listened to every podcast that had, and it was a blessing to her. Blew my mind. But the thing about it is, I myself that same day had went back in to some of the old podcasts and listened to them because I need encouragement. Because while I'm saying this to you all, it is me. It is me. I need it too, right? So I had already listened that day to like 3 or 4 of myself. But to have someone else contact you and let me know what a blessing this avenue, this thing that God has given me to do was to them, blew my mind. And it made my day. And it rebuilt hope. And it strengthened me to continue to fight. And when I was down on that mat and and my situations was beating me down, when I got that text, I got a renewed energy. I got a renewed strength that I could get up off that mat. And that fight was not over. I'm sorry. I thought you knocked me out, but it wasn't a TKO. This girl is still in the game. She's still in the fight, and she is going to win. So that's what I want for all of us, to win in 2023, 2024. I don't know what happened in 2022 for you, but whatever happened, this is it. It happened. And that's past tense. It is over. It is done with. And you don't have to keep on riding in it. You don't have to keep on holding on it. You don't have to keep on smelling like it. Take that diaper off. Throw it in the diaper genie. Throw it away. Clean yourself up. Put on something fresh. And let's keep it moving. Let's just keep it moving. We don't have time for the past to bring us down. People from the past, situations from the past, people want to live in the past. Leave them people in the past and move forward to your fullest life. Because our intention is to live full so that we die empty. We're not carrying it out with us, y'all. We're going to leave it all here for somebody else and to put a smile on their face. So with that said, I love you all. I am so excited about what's to come. I'm so excited about being back. I'm so excited about life. And so that is it. This is episode number 1 of the Fullest Life podcast for 2023. Greatness to come in all of our lives. Live intentional. And then you don't have anything to be sorry for later. All right, y'all, I love you. Message me, DM, you got all the ways to contact me and let me know, you know, if it's good for you, if it's not good to you, you can still, if it's not good to you, you can still message me. I'm not going to stop. No, call's too big for you to stop it. All right. So anyway, love you all. Have a super fantastic rest of your week and weekend. And we are going to talk again soon. Thanks, everybody. Love y'all. Bye-bye.